Go ahead. Sorry, man. Thanks, man. Sorry. All right. Thank you guys for being here. I think this is the last one of the day, right? Something like that before events start. So thanks for sharing your last hour and a half with me. We'll get into this right now, into bulletproof rehabs, in case you're in the wrong room. But nobody leaving, so that's good. What you're going to learn tonight, we're going to talk about a 100% foolproof way to increase your bottom line, your profits, decrease your headaches on every project that you do. This is something that is all contained in the masterclass, and we're going to pull some pieces out of it tonight. Obviously, I'm not teaching you the entire masterclass here tonight, unless you want to stay all night. I'm also going to give you my secret weapon to get every project funded. You didn't know you were going to get this when you came in here, so I want to briefly go over that on how I fund every deal, how I attract that money, and how we put it into play. So that's going to be a very, very important piece of this. And then third, I'm going to give you my ace in the hole to find the best deals in your area, off-market deals. So I figured it was fair to not just show you how to fix every property, how to do it right, how to powerfully manage contractors, everything that goes into a rehab, but I want you to leave this place knowing that you can find deals and that you can fund them. Everybody good with that?
Yep.
Beautiful. Well, let's move in. Just to let you know, outside of the brief bio that was given in the beginning, my name is Matt Hedstrom, and I am the founder and owner of Rehab Estimator Pro. We will definitely talk about that. I'm going to show you that tool tonight. And I'm up here because I have over 25 years of experience. I've been a licensed contractor in multiple states and currently in the state of Wisconsin. So I don't have a tool bag anymore. I don't carry a hammer, but I am a licensed GC. We're able to use that in our business, and it allows me to stay in the game, stay fresh, and this is also what we do every day. So we always flip houses. We have a lot of different exit strategies, but I am definitely in the game, in the business every day. This is what I do. Also flipped over 1,000 properties, so I do have the experience to bring to the table, talk to you guys about. I have been a contractor for so long, and that's I started out with the tool bags, and this is a road that is a hard road as a contractor for those who are contractors or have been. I was the guy swinging the hammer, but started a family young. And by the time I was 26, I had four children already with my wife. We've now been married 27 years. I have three grandchildren as a result of that. But those years were very, very hard, trying to put food on the table as a contractor, and came to a realization that this is not how I wanted my life to look after I was getting up every morning, finding I'm having to hit the job site early, manage guys, and I was getting up before my kids were getting up for school, and found myself coming home after they were already tucked into bed. And this is four kids in already, and decided this is not the life that I want to live. I am a family guy, and so all those long days, weekends, something had to change. Now, certainly, I was producing enough. I had a good business running, but it cost me. It cost me time. It cost me freedom. It cost my family. It cost any kind of fun that I could possibly have. So wasn't exactly killing it either, right? At that point, you are basically working to pay the bills. So in this, there was an opportunity that came along, and I decided to take, at that point, the biggest risk in my life that I had taken, and decided to go out and get my first job, the first job I ever had, and it was moving across state lines. My brother-in-law owned a kitchen and bath company in the state of Wisconsin. We lived in Minnesota at the time. And in this, I was brought in to start an install division using my strengths and what I had done with my business skills to take their products. They were manufacturing kitchen and bath products, and I'm creating an install division out of that to install cabinets, countertops, all of this. So I was brought in to help, and within a year, I had grown that installed the vision inside of that business up to $2 million. So it was working. Now, also, being one of the hardest decisions was not only moving my family across state lines, but also taking a salary for the first time that was equivalent to sometimes one of the retail jobs that I would cash out of. So that was a big hit. So big risk, knowing that, hey, this is going to hurt in the short term, but I know that God has something better for me, and in the long term, there was going to be something bigger there. So this hurt in the short run. In the long run, I knew that this would pan out and things would change. And during that time, I started to open up into new markets to try to get, at this point, I had become vice president of this company. It was an $18 million company at the time, and I had discovered something that really in our backyard in Milwaukee, this thing called a RIA, all right? No idea what a RIA was, but I found out that there was a lot of people there that bought cabinets and countertops and wanted them installed, and it was on a regular basis. So I became a vendor selling cabinets and countertops, sitting in the back of the room, and one day had a real epiphany. It took a while. Usually things take a while for me, but sitting in the back of the room and listening to a speaker selling as a vendor. And this was a short sale class. This was 12 years ago. And went through this entire presentation and realized, wait a second, I know how to do flips. I've been doing this my whole life. I've already built a business for myself. I've built a business for another business that grew quickly. And now I know all of these cool people. This is a different group, man. This is a whole different culture. I love these people. So I've got all these connections. Why can't I do this? And so at that point, this is when I bought my first course. It was 12 years ago. I still remember it was $9.97 because I remember how painful $9.97 was, okay? It's still painful. That's right here. So that was a credit card purchase that I did not tell my wife about. And lo and behold, I started working this program, in essence. And this was something that my coach, who's been a speaker here as well, even last year, 12 years later, had told me, hey, here's the deal. Here's this. These were his words. This is how it got presented to me. Here's the cake. All right. Cake looks good. Tastes good, right? You like it? Here's the recipe. I'm giving it all to you. Follow the recipe. You get my cake. So what do we all do as real estate investors? We think we can make a better cake, right? So we start to change things, realize quickly that doesn't work. So let me follow the recipe and try this. So went to my local RIA again, found out the code to find pre-foreclosures. I still remember that, 30404, found that out through my network, and I followed the recipe. Hey, take this exact letter, put a Sharpie pen on it, put it in a copy machine so it looks legit and handwritten, and send it out to all these people you found on this code. Right? Do that. Got a Google Voice number. Followed the recipe. That's what I was told. Then something happened. I wasn't expecting this, nor was I wanting this, I guess. But my phone rang one day. Now, up to this point, and I know you can relate to this, I was having a blast. I'm going to these really cool conventions. I'm meeting all these cool people. We're traveling. We're having fun, right? Until my phone rang. Answered that phone, first time. I didn't even let the guy say hello. I started apologizing back and forth, telling him I'm so sorry for sending him mail. I'm so sorry, I didn't want to make his aware of his situation. I'm really apologetic, and I hung up on the guy right there. Yep, that's how I started. So that was it. Fortunately, my wife was right next to me, and my wife said, hey, idiot, you've spent this money, and you've done all of this training, you've set all of these things up, call him back now. So, did that. 3 months later, I had a check for $13,000 in my hand that had come directly from a short sale that I followed the exact system, did it all, and now today, still, I am running a short sale negotiating business. We have more than half of our flips come from that negotiating business as well. We have a very robust team. I use lots of systems, VAs. We have a brokerage. So all of these years later, that is what developed from hanging up on my very first call. That is how I started. But I saw something that nobody had in the business, and this happened to be very specific if anybody's in this business, or if you've listened to Bill or Will about pre-foreclosures. When you have what they call a BPO, this broker's price opinion, right? Come in and the bank wants to come in and appraise the house, and you had to quickly come up with a very reliable and accurate scope of work, something that was fast that I could deliver every time when we had leads to give them, to show them why I needed to buy this house at a discount. Now that in turn went into all kinds of other aspects of doing deals, and any other house that I'm in needing this same tool, and it wasn't out there. So I did what most of us in the room would do if we find a hole somewhere or we find something that isn't there. We go and try to build it ourselves, right? Well, I did that, but I got myself in a mastermind group, found the right developer, and from there we developed this tool, and that is Rehab Estimator Pro. And that is what we will talk about in the first part of this segment. I'm going to show you exactly what that tool is and what it does and the power behind it. It is still the only tool on the market today like it, and I will show you the power of that here in a minute. But today, 12 years later, I don't lose sleep over contractors. I don't take contractors' calls. I am the first in my market to know about deals. We have established a reputation in our market. I'm in Kenosha, Wisconsin, so basically nestled right in between Milwaukee and Chicago. We're a small town, but we're surrounded by big town. So we are the guys that people bring deals to. I can get any deal that I want funded, and I'm going to show you how to do that as well. I've never said no to a deal because of lack of funding, and neither should you. We all know that this is a very, very vital part of getting into this business. I can show you how to fix it. I can show you how to flip it, but if you can't buy it, you can't fix it, right? And we also want to start even further than that, and we'll talk about how to find that deal as well. So now I've mastered the process. I have lots of processes in place, multiple VAs, and we use the best tools out there in order to get these deals done. This has allowed me to fulfill what I say for myself is purpose and vision that I had for my life. And now I do spend quite a bit of time traveling the world and managing projects, doing buildings all over the world. We've done over 100 projects. I just got back last month from being in a tent in the middle of the bush in Tanzania, where we had the national government, parliament came out inside the bush, which no roads to get there. And we celebrated 12 years of building schools inside this area where there were none before. And so there are now, we celebrated four different schools where there were over 1,000 students from the Datog tribe who would never have gone to school. Their destiny was to be a shepherd in their own tribe, and now they're even moving on and going to secondary school. And I had kids stand up in front of me. Thank you, guys. And so this has allowed me to unlock purpose and to follow that path, okay? This has been, you hear this often, but this is the vehicle that I choose so that I can have time freedom to do this stuff, because I've been on a trip every month this year. When you start adding that up, this is total of 3-4 months out of the year that my business has to operate without me, because in a lot of these places I go, there's no access to me. So I can't build a business that's solely based on myself, but I had to start that way. But you need to start adding one piece at a time to that. And you've got to have the right tools in place, and that's what I want to show you tonight. So that is why I do what I do, and that will always be a part of my why. We get into the word winging it, all right? We all, in this, I would be lying to you if I told you that I don't wing it ever, okay? We all wing it in certain areas of this business. But when we start on the very front end, if you're winging it as an overall with everything you do, and ask me how I know, and I don't even want to ask for a show of hands when it comes to rehab numbers, right? When it comes to, I hope not ARV, but if you are winging it in a capacity on the front end, you are going to lose thousands of dollars, not only coming from overbuying, right, but also paying contractors too much. You're losing it there. Your projects aren't getting done on time, which also equals money, right? And you're probably ending up with a massive punch list at the end of this job, in which what happens when you paid your guys and you walk through the house and you take a yellow pad and you just filled up an entire page of things? Who's doing that punch list? Because when you start asking the guys, hey, who's putting that strike plate on? Wait a second, the doorbell cover's missing. Hold on, there's a threshold missing on the LVP here. Everybody starts going like this, right? So I want to show you a plan in the end to have what I call a zero punch list, and I'm going to show you how to do that, and we're going to get you to master that process as well. So we will talk about this a little bit more, but let's just be honest, we're all winging it with something in our business. We're winging it with other parts of our lives too, right? Sometimes our health and everything else, but we got to stop winging it when it comes to nailing our numbers. Doesn't have to be that way. I want you to make thousands more dollars on every project that you do. And one of the big things that I want to focus on, we'll unpack this a little bit more, but with this tool and with learning this rehab process in this masterclass, I want you to gain the respect of everybody in your community, not only the contractors, because that will happen fast with the right tool, but also of sellers, real estate agents in your area, anyone in your circle, even investors as well that are coming to you, wholesalers, okay? Wholesalers bringing you deals. You're going to be the go-to person that people bring deals to because of the credibility and because of this respect that you're gaining by knowing your stuff and not winging it. And I want to use this tool to introduce this to you on how to do this correctly from the beginning. You're going to do rehabs like a pro at the end of this. You're going to add thousands of dollars to your profits. You're going to make bulletproof offers. This is a key point. And also losing the fear of making those offers as well. In addition to that, a side note is that you're going to start attracting funding because you're becoming this go-to person that knows what they're talking about, and you're gaining the respect of, even on the back end, these lenders that are starting to look at you and monitor you and see your stuff and see what's happening. You're going to be respected as the investor that people come to. Or even, if we say, as a wholesaler, using this tool is just as powerful for you, and knowing your numbers up front, and also understanding the rehab process and being able to master it, even if you aren't doing rehabs right now. How many know that being in this business, no matter what, I don't care what you do, you experience some kind of pricing you need to know for rehabs, you'll experience rehabs in some way, or you should at least have the ability to talk about it correctly and with authority, right? Everybody agree with me? We are going to run into this. We need to know what we're talking about. We need to sound like at least we know what we're talking about. And that's when you start commanding respect in your field, and also, especially with contractors, when you're talking shop with them as well. And I want you to be able to do that. So you are going to get the best deals because they will start coming to you. And even again, as a wholesaler, you bringing legitimacy to your contract, saying, instead of just saying, hey, here's ARV, and you figure out your own repairs, and by the way, here's the price. This is what you can buy it for. Now, how did you come up with that price to sell it to me if you have no idea what the repairs are and you're not telling me? But what if you were to deliver a contract as a wholesaler to an investor saying, here's what the repairs are going to cost you, here's the ARV I calculated you, here's what you're going to make now if you buy this house at this price. That's a different level. That's completely on a different level as a wholesaler bringing that. Three advantages that we're going to go over today. And of course, the master class is going to cover much, much more than this, but I want to pull out some very key parts, some important parts. And number one being nailing your repair cost every time. This is absolutely vital, and I'm going to show you exactly how to do that. But then we're going to get into hiring, firing, managing contractors without any stress. How many know that that is? And you know, when I do see the hands go up or the heads shake, I know that this is a painful point, right? If you have been in this business long enough, you know the pain that this causes. So in the master class, we go over very, very detailed section on where to find the contractors, how to hire them, how to talk to them, how to approach them, how to keep them honest, how to manage them correctly. This is a very large part of the master class because this is where you're going to make money or lose money as well. This is something that is learned by experience, unfortunately, right? For everybody in the room. And we're all looking for this magic key, right, that says, hey, where do I find these guys? Why don't I have guys that are showing up? Why does everybody suck these days? Because that is what's happening out there right now. And so we are losing a lot of our older generation, the tradesmen that have been in the business for a long time. We're getting a lot of these young guys that after 2 years, they think they're a pro. They can charge anything they want. They're going to run their own business. We have to learn how to deal with these guys, but we also have to find the right guys. Finally, I want to show you how to finish a project with no punch list and maximize your profits fully, because that punch list also equals time that gets added on to that job. And that'll take you down as well, especially when you're getting near the finish line, especially when you're getting near key points where you've set up a timeline where you need to sell. And when you start moving into certain periods where there's market cycles that you already know, hey, wait a second, Mom needs to move before the kids start school and gets them all ready. We need to have this done before September. Not all of a sudden we're into the middle of October and now we're looking at, oh wait, Thanksgiving's next. Oh wait, Christmas is next. Oh wait, are we into spring now? Okay, these are all very important things that we're thinking of, and we can't waste time letting contractors screw around with us. And this is in order for you to make more offers with these three advantages, win more of these offers, make more money, and of course, in the end, I want you to find that purpose and vision and find that time freedom for your life as well by implementing what you learn and what this masterclass offers you, and also how to find the right deals and also how to get those deals funded. So we're going to cover all of that, but we're going to do this in a way that respects everybody's time as well. Getting into advantage number one, nailing your repair cost every time. This is something that I know we will have questions about. I will save those questions for the end. I will try to get your questions answered either at the back of the room. We also have a booth in the bookstore that I'll be after, and so you can ask all the questions you want. I already know some of your objections, so I'll try to tackle some of those already right off the bat as we go through this. But let's start with two things. The answers are already on the board, so I can't ask you, but two things we can't screw up in any deal we're looking at. We know this is a complex business. We know there's 1,000 moving parts in it, but we also know it comes down simply to two things you can't screw up when you're evaluating a deal and you're ready to go write an offer on that deal, because you know you have to do it fast, because right now there's 10 other people behind you that are going to be doing the same thing. So you don't have time to get back to your office and work the numbers like most of the clowns that are going in, right? You hear me? So we're going to come up with something fast, accurate, you can trust, be fearless, make an offer with confidence. And that is number one, getting your ARV right. Everybody agree?
Yep.
Okay, don't screw it up. Number two, your repair cost. Now, let's break those two things down real fast. Number one, ARV. Can you learn this rather quickly? Can somebody show you? Is there some science behind it? Is there creativity behind it? Yeah, if I get 10 different real estate agents that come along and say, hey, I want to know, I'm going to sell my property with you when I'm done. What do you think we're going to sell this for? How many different prices am I going to get from those 10 different agents? 10. That is right. I love, sometimes people say 11. I don't know where that came from, but this is the truth. So there is no 100% foolproof way to say this is exactly your ARV. I pushed this button and therefore this is what it will sell for guaranteed. Now, what do we use as a standard for ARV? Don't be shy. Comps from where? MLS. This is the standard, right? No appraiser shows up to the bank with Redfin comps and says, I evaluated this property, here's the Redfin comps, go for it, all right? I won't even use the Z word, all right? I won't insult anyone in here, but no, it is the MLS. But we have all these other tools, right? We have a tool. Rehab Estimator Pro has a tool that will give you comps. PropStream, you can get comps. We can go on Redfin if we want. We can go on Realtor.com. We can jump on RPR if you have MLS access as well and you've got that property resource. There are all kinds of different ways. Now, my team is, they have to do all of this. I want to see a full spectrum when I'm evaluating a property to know, here's what REP says, here's what PropStream says, here's what RPR says. Oh, and by the way, here's the MLS comps. So that we can come up with what we decide as an educated guess, this is what this property will sell for, but the MLS is the standard for that. So why in the world, when we take the 50% of the other formula that says whether or not we are going to make this deal or break this deal, do we just pull a number out of our rear end and say, repairs will be about 25 grand on this one every time, right? Or we wing it with, I love this. It's in that 50 to 60 range. That's what the repairs are. 30 to 40, 50 to 60, 20 grand. We all do it. Come on. I've been there 1,000 times. Don't lie to me, all right? I'd be lying to you if I said it in. This is what we do. So we use this standard and we use all these formulas to go, hey, this is what ARV is. And when we come to repair costs, that's 50% of our other equation. We just go, yeah, I know it'll be about this much. And great. I love talking to you guys in the room who have been doing this for 25 years, who have 100, 1,000 flips under your belt. Because guess what? It is our superpower. We can walk into any house and tell what the repair cost will be. We excel at that. We've been doing it our whole lives. We're good at it. But how do I leave the country every month and have my bookkeeper go do that? How do I train acquisition people to do that? How do I train right now two VAs in the Philippines to take properties with pictures and give me accurate repair costs that I say you can make an offer from that? Do you trust that? No, because we trust ourselves, because we're the best. And guess what? Now you just gave yourself a job. Okay? You may work for yourself, but you still work for somebody. It's a job. All right? I want you to be able to do this accurately, quickly, have confidence, and let others make offers, and you to have full confidence that you will accept those. So let's get into this. With Rehab Estimator Pro, if you're winging it, it's not your fault. When you show up with reliable numbers, and these next two slides I really just want to focus on before I show you the tool, what this does for you. We alluded to this a little bit before, but I want you to see this again, and I want to keep these words burning in your conscience of, look, everyone I talk to that starts in this business, they're confident with the ARV. Someone has shown them how to pull comps. Somebody has shown them that yes. Or you can talk to anybody around you. You can gather agents around you. You can gather other investors to say, yeah, this is in about this neighborhood. This is about this price range. We trust that. It'll sell for this much. Okay? This is with people we can trust. But when it comes to these repair costs, this is something that you're not going to trust others with this number. We're going to use a tool that does this. But what this does is it builds confidence and makes you fearless in this. Fear is what comes in when all of a sudden that person that says, I'm pretty confident with my ARV and with figuring out comps, but I'm scared to death that I missed something, or I walked through the house and I didn't know what to look for, or what about those unknowns? That could kill me. So it paralyzes them. And out of fear, they won't make offers, because what if they actually get the contract? For me, what if the phone actually rings? We have to get past that. So I want you to have absolute confidence by using a tool that you can trust every time. And then this will establish that credibility of which trust is developed with everyone around you, because they will start to see that it works. Your contractors trust your numbers, because I don't have to bring my contractors out to the job. Remember when we used to get taught from the front of the room to bring, you bring your contractor in and get a repair estimate. Yeah, you know how long that lasts when you ask your contractor to come look at 25 houses and you never get one, or you maybe get one, or you maybe get two. They're not going to waste their time coming to give you a full estimate of everything that needs to be done. You need to do this, but you need to use a tool that has numbers that your contractor can look at and say, I absolutely trust you to go out in the field and to get these repair costs, because I know that you're using the right numbers and that I can get the job done for that every time. And this also builds the confidence with everyone in your circle. Again, we talked about other investors, we talk about lenders, we talk about everyone, wholesalers, even with investors, okay? This is, they begin to understand that you are someone that they can make money with. So let's look at this. And this is a demo that I had just done. I'll show you this house. And I actually had on, right before I left 2 days ago, I had my admin pull a QuickBooks report on this house, because I did not know, because this is this fresh. So I will show you this tool, and I can even do this live for you over in the bookstore. And I'll do this on any property you have. I'll do it on anything you've done in the past. I love showing you that it works. I love showing you that you can trust it. I'll also show you how, if you need to make any tweaks in your business, or you have a certain guy that you have a certain price that's locked in, we can change it in a second. That'll show up on all of yours. So let's get into Rehab Estimator Pro, and we'll show you right from the beginning. Jumping in, once you start putting that address in, it is going to find it and populate that for you. You can put an owner name if you're going to address this, because you are going to be sending this in an email or printing it out. So that just happens to be the name of my company. This is a multiplier sheet that for every part of the country that you can use. But I do not want you using that. We'll talk more about that later. I want you to trust the tool first before you use the multiplier. As you can see, it pulled up that property immediately. It grabbed the first three comps on there and said, hey, we're going to use these comps, but I also have a green and a red code system on my comps. Now look, 351.9 is what these comps gave me. And pulling it off the MLS and everything else, my team came up with 350. So I was really close. on this. But again, I'm going to use multiple sources. Now, getting into the actual tool, you're going to see checkboxes. When you see each, you're going to see things like, hey, how many windows, all right? Other than that, it's checkboxes. I want you to go through. Now, this particular house, the exterior was awesome, which is a rare thing, right? But it did need a garage door. Easy, right? And it also had a very, this is 1.53 acres on this house. And it was all 3.5 feet long. So we had to get through, and I clicked a large lot for landscaping, and that's it. My number pops up. And if we scroll down, don't get confused and don't read too much in, because there's a lot here. I want you only paying attention to these check boxes on the front, because these are all the main elements. When you're using the tool and you see it and you get into it, you can start using these other buttons. But I want you to stick to the basics of, hey, now I'm in interior. Of course we're going to paint it. Of course we're going to replace all the flooring. I'm going to put a kitchen in, which is a median, not a high end or a low end. I'm adding stainless steel appliances in this house. And the bathroom was decent. The tub was, it was a fiberglass surround. It wasn't disgusting. And toilet was in good shape, but eh. So I just put in, hey, we're going to do fixtures, shutoffs, and any repairs to plumbing. We're not going to gut this bathroom. We're not going to change it. I'm also going to go through and add new switches, fixtures, and receptacles for electrical. So I just check the box. Now, again, all this other, I don't want you to pay attention to, because that gets into higher level, and especially if you're parceling it out. I want you to pay attention to just the main check boxes. If I'm going into a house and I'm not painting and I'm not doing all the flooring, guess what? I'm putting a sign in the front yard. It's already ready. Okay? So we're painting and flooring every house. Now, the furnace, I had some other issues. I want to show you how easy it is to change this. Just change the percentage. If that number needs to change, that's how quickly and easily that you can bump that or lower it. And then last, I'm going into others. We've done exterior, interior, mechanicals, and now others. I have one unit of demolition for a day for guys to clear it out, which is only going to give me one 40-yard dumpster. And then I'm always going to come in and do a final clean in the property. And we are staging right now with our properties. That's cyclical. I have a deal with my stager, so I'm going to drop that down, change that percentage slightly. And this was the big one that I knew we had a problem coming in, so I'm going to click the well, which is not typical on most houses, but we have a button for everything that you're going to run into. So I already knew this had a well problem. See my number? Boom. 4 minutes, $46,502.72. That is my repair cost. That is what I know when I walk through that house. This is what this house needs. I check the boxes, and in 4 minutes, I have a cash offer sitting right here. I also have, and we're not going to get into this, but there are a couple other options for seller finance, get into creative finance. We're not going to get into that. But in seconds, I produce the offer, the repair estimate, and a purchase contract. I can email it right from that space, but here it comes. Your logo goes up there instead of Rehab Estimator Pro. And now here's my cash offer. I've got a couple of other offers for seller finance on here. And then we'll get into also the second part of this document, where it's going to itemize everything for me. And then also at the very end, this is going to give me a one-page contract I've worked very hard at to make sure it all fits on one page, at which the cash price goes in there, and I can go in and get a signature right now. Okay? So that is the essence of the tool. I know that was fast, but that is what we do every day in our business, and it is a checkbox system. And so, all right, if it's a quick question, go. And make it loud, because I don't have a mic for you. Okay, great question. I'll answer that. That is, okay, good call. She's asking, that number I'm seeing, is that labor and materials? Yes, that is your project cost. So everything is in there. I am not separating out labor and materials. I'm getting a cost that I can quickly and easily, sitting at a kitchen counter or even on a Zoom call going through a video with someone, walking through their house in video and checking boxes as I go and telling them, this is what your project cost. I don't have time to go separate things out. I'm not going to do that. That's not the purpose of the tool. Just like your ARV, this is not an exact science that says, Okay, now wait a second. Did you calculate the correct cost for the linear footage of the crown molding? Like, I don't care. It's a kitchen button. It includes it, okay? That's what we're doing. We're getting a takedown number. So when we get into this, and I'll go through this quick objection right now that we'll get into. I'll just ask the question myself. Now, wait a second. How do I know, because I live here in Ohio and I do stuff out in Jersey, or I've got properties in San Diego, or you're in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and we vary prices from county to county, and let alone state to state, there's no way that this works for everywhere. And I just say, bogus. This is what works. This is our takedown number, and I'll explain it this way without offending you. Okay, this is where we'll start. Now, when I brought those 10 agents in, right, to ask for my ARV, and none of them had a button they pressed that said, this is your exact ARV, I guarantee you'll close on it or I'll eat it. Nobody's going to do that. When we get into repair cost, let's take painting, for example, because painting's a big deal, and painters are expensive. That's what it is. And especially if I'm getting all my doors and trim painted, enameled, right? That's the norm when we're usually coming in, because it's conditions that require us to at this point, and people want that. Now, I bring in 10 painters into my project. Here we go. You know the answer to this. How many different prices do I get on one job that I say, no, there's an absolute painting number and it better be right? How many different painting quotes do I get? 10. Why? They're not going in and measuring every ceiling to give you a ceiling. Okay, there's flat white on the ceiling. Let's put an eggshell in the bathroom. That's going to be this much material there. They're not measuring every wall. They're not measuring the floor. What does your painter do when he walks into the house? Wings it. Thank you. Well done. Okay? That is every painter. I don't care where you live. The painter walks in. Most of the time, the painter doesn't even go upstairs. He doesn't need to, because he walks in and goes, I'm going to be here about a week. Let's see. It'll be about $6,000. All right. And then you have another painter come in, and it's $8,000. Or another painter come in, and there are awesome painters, and there are terrible painters. And there are painters that bring 15 people in at one time, and they get it done in 3 days. And all of those prices are across the board. But I need a square foot number that I know for a fact that I can get this house done with paint, so that I know I can get at the kitchen table a takedown number, that I can get a contract signed and know, no problem, I'll find one of those 10 painters that will get this job done for that price. It will happen. I guarantee it. It happens every day for us. And some of them say no. But if I bring a price to the painter, instead of me asking 10 painters, I have 3 painters, and I go to one of them, hey man, I've got this paint job at $6,800. Go check it out and see if it works for you. He's already seen $6,800. Most of the time, he's already said yes. He hadn't even seen the house. He just saw $6,800. So that's what it is. Same thing with, I'll put this to rest, but same thing with paint. I have a Sherwin-Williams account. It's a national account. I can go to San Diego, I can go to Jersey, I can go to Kenosha, Wisconsin. It's the same price on my account. It's the same gallon of paint. I don't pay $400 a gallon in San Diego and $30 a gallon in Kenosha, Wisconsin. It's not the case. Now, taxes made me different, I get that. But we're all dealing with the same price of paint, and we're dealing with that same kind of guy that walks in the house and says, it'll be about this much. That's what we're dealing with, and that's what I need you to trust. When you get into things like flooring, LVP, yeah, there are great deals you can find. You can value engineer after you get a healthy number. I don't care what kind of flooring you're putting in. You're not going to go separate rooms and spend hours going, well, there's LVT here, there's LVP in this room, we're going to refinish the hardwood floors, and then we're going to go in and we're going to put vinyl goods in the laundry room. And no, I have a square foot number in there that already grabs it from the house, puts it in the box, move on to the next, because I know I can get my floors done for this much. And that's the way that you need to approach this business, because it's the same way you're approaching ARV and everything else, and it's the same thing your flooring contractor's approaching it as well. If you need to go buy a pallet of LVP because you're getting it for $1.99, great. But there's also guys that do it for $1.50 a square foot to install and $2.50 a square foot to install. Well, in this house, I need the guy for $1.99. That's how it works. This is that house before we move on. Remember that 350 number we put in? REP came up with 351.9. RPR even showed 363, I think. But I'm in the business of selling houses, not keeping houses. I don't need to get greedy. I don't need to shoot for 380 or 370. My numbers worked on this house where you saw it at 350. We listed it 349.9, and it does have 32 days on market. That was just a leg, but that thing's been under contract, and we're closing next week on that house. With those numbers, everything got done, and I will show you right here because I just had this pulled. This is my QuickBooks report of the house. I've highlighted the big things that you guys can look at later, including that well. That was one that's always fun. Remember I pressed the button for well? Gehring well drilling, $4,100. So I had $5,000 in there for it. I'm covered. So that's good. We had appliances, Grand Appliance, $2,280. All in all, there's my cleaning. Peggy, she's our cleaner. Everything's on here. $49,034.42. So my final QuickBooks report, I was a little nervous about that, pulling that for you guys before I left. But, so, right there you saw, that's what Rehab Estimator Pro pulled for us. My team went and put a contract on that house. We closed on it. Contractors got done. There's my final report. So, healthy profit coming next week. All starting with Rehab Estimator Pro, nailing your numbers, and there's what we have under contract. Moving on. Advantage number two, and I know you'll have questions about that, and I will be available to answer, so write them down, and we will talk about it. We'll push through the advantage number two when this deals with hiring, firing, and managing contractors with no stress. I'm going to do sort of a deep dive that I may lose some of you, but I want, yes, that is a true story, unfortunately. So This is something that we can spend a whole lot of time on, and in the masterclass, we do a really deep dive on this because of how important it is. This guy wanted to get paid too. He's on schedule. Nope. Yeah, it took a second. That's not good. Already. So he got it. All right. And then also, Fred. Yep. Unfortunately, the stairs were carpeted, and Fred screwed that up. We will run into these issues, trust me. But this is right out of Bulletproof Masterclass, and I want you to remember on the front end with contractors, being slow to hire, quick to fire, and knowing how to properly vet them. This is utmost importance on the front end. We know this for those that have experience in the room. I'm going to go through some quick rules. Sorry if I'm standing right in front of slides here for you, but this is... These are not absolutes. I want to break down real quick for you to just give you a quick blush of, hey, this is what's coming out of the masterclass and what I need you to know, and this is what's going to make you a pro. But some of these rules, these are not to live by, but we need to talk about a few key issues. A real GC, number one, and you're going to hear different terms and know that you are not building a team right now with a GC, a project manager, and a construction coordinator, but I need you to see all the parts that are involved. I need you to see that there are all these different things at play and that need to be done. You need to be aware of them, and your team will grow as you do it, but just be aware of all the moving parts. Put yourself in that name. But right now, there is a difference, if you don't know, a very big difference between what I call a real GC, who's grinding in the street, and I have no problem calling myself now a briefcase contractor. Right? That's what it is. Paper GC. They're the ones who are always on their phone. Right? They're usually organizing 20 other jobs besides yours. They're not swinging a hammer on your job site. But that is the difference. Now, this is one of the biggest points getting into a road that you choose as you being the GC or hiring a GC. And right now, it is very difficult to find a great GC that is going to stick with your projects and that isn't going to charge you a fortune. Now, they are out there. It takes time to develop them or find them, but it is choosing a road. And most of you who would start, if you take on your first flip, are going to start in that role of GC. And right now, it is very important to control every penny that you see. It's always important, but with costs being so high and with things changing, Now, we see reductions in things like 2x4s and all that nonsense, but we're not ordering bunks of 2x4s in our flips, so I don't care if a stud is $14 or $3, okay? That doesn't affect my flips when I'm doing all surfaces. But what does affect my flips is when they come out with new EPA standards for AC this summer again, and my AC unit, which I used to pay $1,800 for, I'm starting to see, oh yeah, your total bill on this is $8,000 for furnace and AC. $6,800. I used to do it for $3,500. Those are things you can't shop, all right? Those are things you can find some better deals, but those are things that are unchanging. So that's why controlling every penny that way. You can use rules like, and again, not absolutes, $1,000 a day. So if you have a $30,000 flip, 30 days. This gets into timeline. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Some guys like to just put it out there again. This is just a basic timeline saying, hey, $10,000 a week. I hear that often. Now that's more experienced guys. They know they can get $10,000 a week worth of work done. So if I have a little more aggressive, $40,000, 4 weeks, that's what you can get done. That's not a rule to live by, but it's something for you to be aware of. And these last couple of things, this is something that I would put my GC hat on for you and tell you this way as a room of investors. Here's the deal. If you don't care about your project, and I see it, and I feel it, and I know it, I don't care. I've got a lot of other things going on as well. And if you're not pushing me, if you're not hustling me, then I'm going to whoever's screaming the loudest. So you cannot abandon your project. This is not something, whether or not you're doing rehabs on your rentals, this is not something that you walk away from. You will be involved. At some point, you will be involved in this process. This is not a button you press. I'm not selling you software that says, hey, this is a button you press and your GC will perform magically. And all you have to do now after closing is wait till the title company calls you to close on the flip. And it's done. You never visited the project once. All right? Now, somebody has to go. Somebody has to hustle these guys. It doesn't have to be you. But it probably should be you in the beginning, so you gain the experience. You understand how to talk shop. You understand how to fire. You see quality control that's out there. But definitely is something you're not going to stay in that place forever. And for those experienced guys in the room, you know that as well. Your highest and best use of time is going out, changing your marketing, investing in other CRM systems, right? Finding more deals, finding out how to get a little leaner on this, right? That's not your job, but we will break this down a little bit, getting into, we won't spend much time on this about time management, but again, like I reiterated, at some level, you will participate in your rehabs, and time management is something that we focus on a lot in the masterclass and how to do it well, and I'll leave it with this, with time management. Understand, and especially the part that I added about not abandoning your rehab, we all know that there is we've seen this, sometimes I see it on the freeway. You ever see the national debt calculator? You see that sucker ticking away? Woo! It's just kind of unbelievable. Well, I would love somebody to develop some software to put it on my screen, a screensaver that shows each of my flips and the daily value that's adding up every day. How many know you have a daily cost to your flips? You've got that private money that you borrowed. That's a daily interest, all right? It might be calculated over 360 days on a bank calendar, but it is a daily cost. How many have insurance, taxes? Start breaking it down. If you wake up every morning and tell yourself and just look at it differently and go, today this flip cost me $83.56. Guess what you're going to do? You're going to make sure somebody's there. Something's getting done. There's something ordered. You're not going to go in 3 weeks, man, I wonder if anything's getting done at that house. Huh? Well, multiply 8356 times 3 weeks and now see where you're at. And now see when you're putting that thing on the market. We're getting snow that's flying in Kenosha already. I don't know if you had any here yet, but Halloween, we got a nice little dusting of snow. So time, very important. Making sure that you know it's costing you every day. This is pulled out. This is kind of a quick, take a picture of it. I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but this is to solve so many calls, so many problems. Nobody does this. I'll tell the whole room here, Maybe somebody will do it, maybe somebody won't. But creating a job site binder, something you put on site that contains everything from scope of work, permits, your lien waivers, W-9s, a schedule, a sublist for them to call the plumber themselves instead of you if they have a question, change orders, any kind of prints or layouts. Having this all organized in a binder that somebody put together for you, you didn't have to do it in the office. You had your admin, you had your VA. Maybe you're doing it at first. But put it on the site so everybody can contact each other and not call you all day long. That's just a little gold nugget that will solve a lot of problems. You are welcome, all right? That will, it will honestly clear up so many phone calls. And you can start to train your people. You know, and I'm a contractor, I have no problem saying this. You are training your contractors constantly. Do you realize that? Do not let the tail wag the dog. Do not be a contractor-led business. They're the ones calling the shots. They're telling you when they're coming to pick up their money. They're closing the tailgate on Friday night, calling you up and going, "Hey, where's my check? I'm done." That's not going to happen. That never happens in my business, and I'll show you exactly why. We talk about that a lot in the masterclass, but I'll talk about that in the next slide as well. But again, project manager, construction coordinator, two different roles, but it could all be you right now. This gets into scope of work, maintaining relationships, who performs when. The construction coordinator takes after the project manager. There are exterior and there are interior things. The project manager is the guy who is walking the houses, looking at quality control, resolving issues on site, taking care of making sure permits are there, dropping the job binder off that the construction coordinator. Think of that construction coordinator, if it's you or if it's your admin or if it's your VA, is doing things in the office. Everything that can be taken care of as far as your scheduling. You shouldn't be running that job with a phone in your hand trying to organize this. That can be done in the office with phone calls. Change orders, contract documents, new contractor intakes, the job binder, setting up the permits so that the project manager can go get them. Now again, if you're doing this all yourself, that's fine, but just you're starting to see all the parts, all the moving parts. And eventually, when you have enough of a pipeline and you've taken a couple of big flips in, you've hit those $60,000, $70,000 profits, you can start looking at, hey, what does it cost for me to have a project manager come in and handle this part of it? And now I can give them, because I've got this in the masterclass for you, here's an exact, really, roles and responsibilities. This is your job. And I can pay you a percentage of the budget in order to do it so I don't have any cash outlaid during this project. Getting deep, I don't want to lose you, so we'll clean this up. This is the last I was talking about with contractors, with paying them. Paying weekly is by far, this gets into general labor only, though. This isn't your professional subs like your HVAC, your plumbers, things like that. This is guys that you're paying for general labor. But defining when and where to pay them and how they get paid, and also making sure that you have set them up, you've trained them in the beginning to know. See, when you hire a guy and you bring him on, it's usually out of necessity and you need it now, and you just found this guy at Home Depot or whatever, or the supply store, and you need to get this done now, and so you just bring him in and say, start, right? That guy finishes the work and he wants to get paid. And in the meantime, you haven't trained this guy and told him that, I'm sorry, we have a process. In order for you to get paid, you must submit an invoice. I don't care if you write it out of the back of your truck. It needs to be a legitimate invoice that can be processed. You have to have it in Tuesday before midnight in order to get paid on Thursday. If you miss that date, you'll get paid next Thursday. I don't even know where the checks are, and that's an honest and truthful statement. I don't know how the checks get printed. They're printed, so it must be through QuickBooks, which means I have no idea. If you call me for a check, I'm going to laugh at you because I have no idea how to do that. But if you follow the process that we deliver to you and you take it right out of the masterclass, a sheet of paper, and say, hey, here's how it goes. This is how you get paid. Number one, there's a W-9. It's in the job site binder, all right? It's on the job site, or we have one at the office, or you can get one online. The W-9 gets filled out. Why? Who knows? Yes. These are 1099 guys. Okay? Guess what happens? Ask me how I know. When you get a call on December 30th, and your CPA says, hey, I've got 15 guys here and about 80 grand worth of work that I need W-9s for, so we can write this off as expenses. Guess how many people answer their phone when you ask for their social security number on December 30th, trying to get your taxes done. None. All right? So get it before. You can't get paid unless you have a W-9. You can't get paid unless we have a certificate of liability insurance. And I show you in the master class with an exact diagram where your name goes in the bottom left-hand corner as the policy holder, so that if anything happens on that site, that you are covered. Okay? You are a certificate holder for them. These are very important things. Course covers every single aspect in the master class. Broken down, main elements in every rehab. I want you to be able to see everything. I don't want you to miss anything. All right, I'm going to teach you and train you how to go through with this analysis workbook so that you don't miss anything. You know what to look for. Number two, talked about scope of work, zero punch list. We're going to go through that real quick on scope of work. It's a fast one. Number three, this is one of my favorites about building your dream team, because as we know, we can't do this business alone. And there are many parts that we have to add, and there's great players that we need to surround ourselves with. And in this business, I want to show you how to build your internal and your external team, who those players are, and how to build that well. Four, finding, hiring, and firing contractors. And five, reviewing estimates, rewarding contractors. And module six is all of, we go through and explain all of the bulletproof contracts that I want to show you as well. So this gets into advantage three. Finishing projects with no punch list, and we'll go back into, I'll show you that that same demo that we did with Rehab Estimator Pro, but getting into scope of work. This is something that wearies a lot of people. They look at this and go, oh my gosh, how do I create a scope of work? How am I supposed to do this? What am I supposed to give my guys? You know, I've got an estimate, I got a price, but do I have to go back and produce this entire scope of work to hand off? Well, yes, it is extremely important. It is the it's the definition between what these guys thought they were supposed to do that you hired them for and what you expected them to do. And how many know that those are very different things if it's not visible and in front of them, okay? So I have a very comprehensive scope of work that I will show you, and this is to make sure that you don't get taken advantage of or get fleeced. And so in developing that scope of work, I'm just going to show you a couple of pictures because this happened to be last week as well. We were chasing this house since February. And we missed it at share sale. Nobody bought it. It's in Illinois, so it's high tax bracket. We try to stay away from that. We love sticking in Wisconsin. But now, this is just to show you and just to get you acclimated, and we teach this, we belabor this a lot about what your role is before closing, how much you're lining up and what you're responsible to do so that you don't go to close on a property and then start deciding in your office, All right, we got to call a plumber. We got to call the floor guy. No. You've done this weeks before. You knew closing was coming. Day one, there better be a dumpster in the driveway. And as you can see, this is day one. Those are painter's tarps. It looks like they've got a piece of drywall to patch something in the house. The stove is already outside. I see this is a guy, he's taking windows out. I believe they're going to start throwing stuff through. And we had already discussed that this chimney, we didn't know what the heck was going on there because there's no fireplace in there. There's a high-efficiency furnace, and we're going to change the water heater out to be high-efficiency, so we don't need this thing anymore. So I don't want to replace the rot on here. It's ugly. It splits the house here, and I've got all this rotten fascia up here. So day two, the chimney's torn down. I got a new piece of fascia. They rebuilt the roof where it was, and that's all new roofing on the entire thing. Okay, that's how fast, because all my guys were set up, and I teach you how to make sure all of this is in place, your contracts are in place, you already know your pricing, you already had your scope of work, and you already have guys on that house demoing, the roof is done, it's winter coming. The grass was this one again, another one, it has some acreage, it's a corner lot, it's beautiful, it's a $400,000 neighborhood, but grass was 4 feet tall. Well, guess what? Neighbors are already walking over, shaking our hands, loving us. Like, hey, thank you so much. You know, this was a disaster. We hate this. So, but that's day two. This is how important it is to have your scope of work done and you talking to contractors. And we teach you in the masterclass how to make sure to set that all up before you even close. So getting into that scope of work, I understand industry standard does vary from place to place. And of course, cardinal sin, I like to call it scope creep. All right. And we all are guilty of this. And this is, again, winging it in your rehab, right? When we walk through that house and we start seeing how beautiful things are turning out, and we just start adding things. Why? Because it would look really nice, all right? It would be so much nicer. Let's put ceiling fans in every bedroom, all right? Hey, let's put tile here instead. We'll do like a mosaic pattern, all right? No. You remember that scope of work in Rehab Estimator Pro? That's our budget, all right? Now, you may say, oh, it's only $130 for that fan, all right? We'll just buy a Hunter fan. We'll buy it at Lowe's. It'll be, wait. You just said in every room there's four bedrooms in this house, all right? Those keep creeping. Costs keep going up. And then you get your QuickBooks report at the end and find out you spent $70,000 instead of $49,000, $46,000, right? We all know that because that's what we do. Stick to the plan. Stick to that scope of work, and I'll show you how to keep that as well. This is just a minute long, but this is something you've already seen, but it's also something that Rehab Estimator Pro does for you. Once you have that PDF that gets produced with that cash offer on there, you're going to see on that second page, remember we checked that button, garage door? Well, guess what? It's demo and remove the existing door from site, install new basic garage door, uninsulated, no transom windows, new Chamberlain or like opener with keypad. Done, right? Painting, flooring, kitchen. And you can change this to whatever you want it to say, but it has all right out of the box. It gives you a full scope of work. It lets your contractors know this is what gets done. You can even send a contractor version of this without prices if you do it that way. If you like to just show, hey, here's scope of work, and you don't want to have prices on there, but it completes it for you. Miscellaneous does add a nice number to it. You can change the percentage on that, but that is a CYA number in there as well because every project has one. But that is the beauty also. It's an automatic scope of work that is created and printed for you so that everybody can see it, including your seller. So getting through the zero punch list rehab, we're starting with accurately getting your rehab cost, detailed, accurate scope of work, using the right industry standards, having the know-how, tactics, and agreements you need to find, hire, fire, and manage your contractors, and using the right lien waivers. So getting through to end this with these three advantages is getting your repair costs right, managing your contractors powerfully, and also finishing with that no punch list. Now, part of that, to add to that no punch list, is look, when you are going through that property and you're paying as you go, you are absolutely making sure that that scope's being followed, and you are not writing a list at the end of the project. Every time you're on that site, you may just do a quick, iPhone's got a great checklist in the notes section that you can send to your contractor and say, I need these four things done, all right? You want to check? Great. Send me pictures that these four things are done, or send it to the office. So that as you go, because every time you know you come in that house, and everyone who knows who's done any contracting work in this room knows that when you get into big jobs like this, every corner you turn, you see something. And you mentally go, oh yeah, that's right, I got to get that. Oh yeah, that pull chain came off the light. Oh yeah, that's right, there's a bulb. We all do this, but it's attacked as it goes or nobody gets paid. It becomes part of the job. Just because you put all the flooring down and didn't put all the thresholds in place, guess what? It's not done. I'm sorry that you backordered them. You didn't have them. Once those thresholds are in place, you'll get paid because I'm not chasing thresholds, right? Or transitions going into carpet or those little things that start adding up on that list. And that is how you attack that. So those are your three advantages. Again, there is a lot that goes into the masterclass. I wanted to pull out some things that could help you guys today. But in module one, I'm going to give you this full property analysis workbook so that you know how to walk through every house with confidence. You know what to look for. You know what to look at. So you can be fearless about knowing you looked at everything. Also, major renovation issues cheat sheet. That's worth $500. This module two, this is the scope of work and zero punch list. Now, part of this, you saw Rehab Estimator Pro that comes up with this quick, hey, here's your scope of work. But I have a very detailed, solid document that gives you an entire scope of work that covers everything that could possibly go into that house for the most part. And it is a template that you can use that you can take for each job, and you can just eliminate the things that don't pertain to that, or you can develop it into your own. So it's in addition to Rehab Estimator Pro coming out with this. It's a place also where you can add pictures if you need it to get in, if it's a much more detailed scope that you need and you wanted to show pictures. But it, at least by you seeing it and knowing it, you realize as you read this stuff and as you listen to the class, you're going to start hearing how we talk. You're going to start seeing how we read things and what kind of language we use, okay? You're going to get to know the entire business of flipping just by reading through that. We also go through the finish schedule and this lien waiver. How to build your internal and external dream team is module 3, module 4. And guys, these are modules that you get. They're yours. Use it with your team. Listen to it as you go. Watch it. It's actually recorded, so you can do it whenever you want. You can grab one piece, say, hey man, I want to do the dream team stuff right now. So this is just, do it as you go. This gets into a lot of stuff that we didn't talk about, especially like even a contractor application form, independent services agreement. They don't even, nobody reads any of this, but it protects you. So you have them sign it, there's a protection in place that this is how we treat all documents, right? So, but it protects you. This indemnification, proof of insurance, even job site conduct policy. That's been an issue as of recent. So we don't even allow smoking on our job sites anymore. And it's posted. I'll give you the sheet. Say here, post this on the job site. So module 5 is reviewing contractors and contracts, documenting the entire process. And that even gives you request for estimates. It actually has a bonus in there, how to review those estimates as well. But that's going to get in how to vet contractors. And then finally, module 6, we talk about and we go through all of the bulletproof contracts that we give you. We have an entire library that we are going to give you. And in that, especially this, when you have even a change order, even lien waivers, I don't let guys use their own lien waivers. I don't let guys use their own change orders. They use mine, okay? Because it protects me. That's why. Now, they still get paid, but it also has protections for me in it, and that's what I want them to use. And that's something I have no problem giving. I've never had a problem. So, all in all, this is the guts of the Rehab Masterclass with all the modules that you've seen here and we talked about. Now, how many know that for less than $3,000, if you were to implement or take any part of what we talked about or even what you had a sneak peek inside, that you could add to your bottom line on a flip without a shadow of a doubt? Help me out. Anybody find value in that? Okay, thank you. So I'm putting my life's work into this. So thank you for the reassurance. So a lot more that goes into successful rehabs. So in the end, I want you to imagine, and again, I want to use that word confidence. This is something I hear so often, but I want you to be able to walk through any property with confidence. You're the boss. Act like it, all right? Go through with the tool. Check the boxes. Know for sure that you're walking through and everything that you're seeing, you're getting down. Be able to clearly communicate to your contractors, build your dream team, hire the right contractors, know where to find them, okay? Know how to let them go quickly, get every project fully documented so that expectations are met and all backed by a full set of legal documents, of which you definitely don't have to go through and use all of them. I do not want to confuse you. Grab the pieces you need when you need them, okay? Again, you add to this business one piece at a time. So don't get overwhelmed by that. You don't have to implement all of this. Do it as it comes. So with time here, I want to show you as well, because I talked about this in the beginning, but I want to give you the two-day course that we did. And this was just, this is phenomenal teaching. It's with my attorney, who's a partner. And so she's with me, Amy, the entire time. And it is a lot. The modules are not overwhelming at all. They're a couple hours to go through this, and you get all of the templates and tools that we talked about. This is a full two-day course where we go over everything as far as what is private money, what is hard money, what's the difference, where do I find private money letters, how do I approach them, what are the rules with the SEC on what I can say and what I can't say, especially if it's approaching somebody for the first time. Did you know you can't even mention money? You have to have at least 3 times that you've met with this person where you haven't even talked about interest rates and this is legit. I remember the first time I got spanked pretty hard by a coach that responded to a Facebook post when I threw right out there, hey man, I pay 10%, I'll give you a couple of points. And man called me immediately and said, take that down now unless you want to end up in an orange jumpsuit. All right. So there are rules to follow. There are ways to do this. But I will tell you this right now, everyone in their pockets or purse, in your phone, in your contacts, you have already within your network, in your set of contacts, I call it this first circle of influence, family, friends, coworkers. I guarantee, my attorney doesn't let me say that, that's why I didn't bring her, but I guarantee, okay, that you already have this money somewhere available to you. Well, not available to you yet, but there is money sitting there, and I want to teach you how to go after it, how to approach it, and then eventually how to attract it to yourself. But not only does it give you all of these tools, it also shows you how to set up. Maybe there are some in this room, because there always are, that are thinking about lending themselves. So we teach you how to set up your own lending business. But it's the same thing, you understand, we're teaching both sides. That, hey, here's how you use private money, here's how you attract it, here's how you bring it in, here's the security documents that we use, all right, here's the insurance policy that you're going to see, this is what gets recorded at closing, and here's the calculator you use, and here's the payoff letter that comes directly from the calculator, from start to finish. So I want that is a full 2-day course, and that is yours as well. I want to just give that to you guys, because this is something that is crucial. We can't be in this business without having access to funds, all right? We need to be able to take something down fast. We got to be able to have people in our circle that we can call, and we know that we can get funded within 2 or 3 days if that's necessary. So we go over all of that with just a 2-day course. So that is the Bulletproof Rehabs Masterclass, less than $3,000. That is the private funding masterclass that we sell at $19.97. You're also going to get the entire contract and template library that is Bulletproof Contracts, and that is a value of $5,000 as well. And then also, last piece that I did tell you, I want everybody in this room to succeed. I want you to jump out of the gate and know that, look, you can't fix something or flip something that you don't have because you didn't know how to get the deal to begin with. You can learn how to rehab like a pro, but if you have nothing to rehab, it's worth nothing, right? So, but find your money, do that, get your money in line, okay? We've heard the old adage, right? If you find a deal, the money will be there. BS. Come on. The money's there. It's not going to come drop in your lap. You got to go find these private money lenders and set them up. All right. So yes, you'll get it funded, but you got to do the work to go find that money. So we'll show you how to do that. But we need you to have deals first. Now, some of you already have pipelines. Some of you are already doing this, and the masterclass is enough for you. Adding Rehab Estimator Pro is going to change your entire business. It's going to change your game. It's going to change your freedom. Okay. But for those who don't, we're going to give you 3 months to profit drive. Now, that is an incredible tool that allows you, because right now, I'll tell you, right, this is the deal. You have deals in your own neighborhood. You have deals within your county, whatever line you want to draw around it, whatever radius you say you'll go, if it's an hour out or if it's 10 miles or 30 miles, okay? There are deals there. I can tell you right now, we looked. Over 60% of our deals that we have closed this year already, through a variety of ways that we've done this, 60% of those, I told the team the other day, look at this. If anyone would have driven by this house, it would have been an absolute number one, like, look, that's a turd, 4-foot grass, right? There's signs in the windows, but I spent $12,000 last month on a direct mail campaign, all right, to get that person to call me from a postcard, right, that I sent out. But you could have driven, it's only 3 blocks away, and seen that house, right? So this is going to allow you to do that without spending all of that, because it's also going to give you 100 free postcards. What does that do? It's off-market deals that you're driving by. You can actually use this tool to put in anybody, if you want to call them a bird dog, somebody on your acquisition team. They drive by, they take a picture of the house, right? You tag it right there. Instantly looks up the owner details of any property. Right there on your phone. You've got it. Now you're getting 100 free postcards as well. You send it right from the phone. Boom. Wherever they're at, whether they got a P.O. box or they're living somewhere else, all that data is right there. Boom. You sent a postcard. Go knock on the door. Go ask the neighbor. You got to be bold, fearless in this business, right? Confidence. That's what we're teaching. Do everything you can. But this is going to give you a tool to find the owner of any property and send. I'm giving you 100 free postcards with that as well. Fair enough? There's the deal. Go get it. Fund the deal. Start getting your money on Monday. Start lining up your private lenders. Okay? So that's also 90 days of profit. And of course, I am going to give you access for a month to Rehab Estimator Pro because I want everybody using it. I want you to see how the tool works. I want you to see how it's going to change your business and how it's going to give you freedom and how you're going to trust it. I want you to trust it. So I'm going to give you that for a month as well. But one more for the first 9, fortune favors the bold. So I do want to add this, that if anybody, after all of that, finding the deal, funding the deal, running a rehab like a pro. I'm giving you all the tools that I have. Here's Rehab Estimator Pro. If you have any fear after that or any excuse, all right, I'll personally review the deal. I'll get on a Zoom call with you. I will look over it. I'll look over your comps. I'll call your contractors for you. I will make sure that what I'm looking at and what you're looking at matches, and whether or not this is a good deal and whether or not you should take it down. I'll partner with you on that. And who knows? If it's a good deal and you're too nervous, maybe we do it together. Maybe I fund it. Whatever happens. You can ask me about marketing. You can ask me about short sales. Doesn't matter. I'll be there for you to do that. We'll get and review your calls, and that is a value of $2,000 as well. So there it is, guys. It's all right there. Profit Drive, the entire master class, and everything for $497. I had to make sure that it was less than what I paid 12 years ago for my first class and how I got into this business. So I appreciate you guys hanging in there with me. And I know, let's see, where are we at with time? All right, 18. So I thank you guys for hanging in there with me. I know that was a lot. Some of it was a deep dive, but I wanted you guys to have everything that I can give you so you can go out fearless, make offers with confidence, start using this tool, and be at a price point that you have no excuse, all right? Thank you guys so much.